Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Friends, welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler. Mike Horn is out on assignment, and I'm joined by the one and the only. He's the acting legend. He's the Sultan of Safeties, former NFL All-Pro, the one and the only, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Sir Fred, how are you today?
Mike, we're delighted to have yet another Mike. We have one Mike that's a regular. And of course, he's not here today. He's out doing something with wine.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's correct.
Whatever that might be. And then there's you, and you're always welcome here, and you do such a great job. We have a lot of fun.
I appreciate that, Fred. Thank you so much. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to shortly to speak to Mr. Joel Totoro. He's a nutritionist and scientist for Thorn Sports, thorn.com, to talk about diet and nutrition, which I know is close to your heart, Fred. But real fast, and we're going to probably cover this later in the show too, Mr. Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
He hit his first home run in spring training, and it was national news. It was the number one story on ESPN.com. Do we think that Mr. Ohtani is getting a little bit too much coverage?
Well, not according to Mitch McConnell.
Enjoy your retirement, Mitch.
Either the two. You should just make Ohtani, and he's getting paid so much money. You ought to just get him a job in the Republican National Committee.
He seems to be rolling in it after signing that $700 million contract. And Fred, a friend of mine, he bought a Shohei Ohtani Dodgers onesie for his nine-month-old son, which cost $68.
$68. Well, you better. There's going to be a run on that material. All the crazy Dodger fans are looking for a season to storm the court, as it were.
Ooh, that's a tease. We're going to talk about that later on.
Storm the court, and it's going to be real interesting to see the effect he has on the team itself. I think he's a quality guy, a quality ball player, and I think the Dodgers lucked out when they were able to get him.
He seems like he's got his head together, but I just hope that the fans can keep their expectations together and not expect 110.
Well, of course. I mean, you can always expect the fact that they're always going to say that the Dodgers are
We'll be right back.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. www.fredryer.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Gresca's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials. c-60.com.
Back to the Sports Lounge. Mike Gary sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out on assignment. And this is a fun one, folks. This is going to be very, very special. We're going to speak to Joel Totoro. We're going to talk about sports science. Mr. Totoro is a representative for Thorn.com. That's Thorn.com. And Thorn is a science-driven health and wellness company that offers an integrated approach to health and wellness, contributing to advancing sports performance while developing best practices to take training and health goals to new heights. Joel, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's actually my pleasure. Real fast, you were the first full-time sports dietitian for the NFL for the New England Patriots?
I was, yeah. It's about 20 years ago. It wasn't a field yet, so it's crazy how fast it's grown.
Absolutely. And I'm, you know, diets and supplements. I mean, when I played football growing up, it was pretty much, you know, drink some water, eat some chicken fried steak. But a whole lot of things have changed. That's why we're seeing players play at a very high level into advanced age. I'm thinking specifically of LeBron James. So break it down. What is sports science and how has it become more and more data driven now?
Yes, it's really the way I look at it. It's really just applying the kind of medical world and the academic world that we've traditionally always used to help, you know, sick people get better. It's just taking that in, applying it to sports and seeing how far we can push the body and what it's capable of and fueling that journey.
What shifts have you seen in the traditional approaches in sports science? You know, before it was just some stretching here and there, but now there's all sorts of devices, and now there's all sorts of specific diet plans and supplements. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple shifts there. One, realizing everybody's individual, right? And what's going on with you is not necessarily what's going on with everybody. And then it really is the application of science and how it's evolved in how we can, you know, reasonably measure things. So things that I was able to use in the NFL 10, 15 years ago, you're seeing now available to the public, whether it's a fitness tracker, sleep tracker, whatnot, or even just access to blood work. So these are all things just to allow, instead of guessing and relying on, all right, this is what I feel like, this is what body part hurts. It's really looking at what's going on internally. And, you know, it's a source of kind of an advantage that, you know, nobody was taking advantage of 20 years ago, and now you're seeing, like you said, the Tom Brady's and the LeBron James and the Ray Allens who take a lot of pride in their nutrition, and you see how it impacted you just wear down a little bit less. You do the same amount of damage to the body, but the more you recover from it, the longer you're able to stay at that highest level.
Let's talk about some of these quick nutrition tips and tools to achieve optimal fitness and sports performance goals.
Yeah, so I think a lot of it is really just understanding what you're asking the body to do. And this is at elite level down to somebody training for their first marathon. I always look at sports as kind of intentional damage, right? We know why we're doing it, but the body doesn't really care. So it's something we have to account for. So for some people, it's as simple as understanding, hey, I'm burning calories by doing this. I need to increase my food intake. And then it's understanding, okay, these are areas where these certain nutrients, whether it's, you know, protein needs from, you know, training, strength training, or endurance and electrolytes and hydration and carbohydrates, really understanding what goes into your sport, what kind of nutrients you're going to burn during that activity, and making sure you have them beforehand and then putting them back afterwards. And the great thing, as sports science has evolved, you're able to get some information, and there is a lot of information out there. So you mentioned Thorne.com. Utilizing that website has a treasure trove of blogs and podcasts, really diving into whatever area of performance or health and wellness you're focused on, to allow you to make kind of that educated decision, because there's so much information out there now.
Talking to Joel Totoro, a sports scientist at Thorne.com. That's Thorne.com. Do diets and supplement intake vary from sport to sport? I imagine that a marathoner, the one that runs marathons, is going to have a different program than, let's say, a professional weightlifter.
Yeah, they do for sure. It's really just understanding what you're asking the body to do. And for sure, the systems you need to run it, like, you're not going to have, you know, Shaquille O'Neal's body is not built for marathons, right? And best marathoner in the world, probably an awful nose tackle, right?
Yeah.
So it's understanding the demands of your sport, demanding your body. But I also kind of, and this applies to everybody, every human is different, right? So we talk about human performance. It's understanding those kind of foundational human needs of health and wellness. And the better we understand that, then we can look at, okay, what are the specific needs of my sport? What are the specific needs for me? But everyone's individual from me to you, even if we're playing the exact same sport, exact same position.
What's Thorne's role in optimizing athletes' peak performance?
Yeah, so Thorne is a nutrition supplement and health technology company that they've been around for about 40 years. And for the first 30 or so, you had to go through a healthcare practitioner. So me, as a registered dietitian in sport, I had access to it. But enough of us on the sports science world are like, hey, we need this level of quality. You know, they've been the most trusted and research-backed supplement companies. So almost 10 years ago, we started certifying some of our products to fill those holes and those needs of that we see specifically in the athlete population. And we took those and sent them out. Let's let a company called NSF certify them for sports. So as athletes, drug tested athletes, you're guaranteed no banned substances. We've seen that rise as the supplement industry
super important
grows, your chance of getting a tainted supplement grows. So being that trusted source of both the end product, the supplement that actually provides the benefit you want, but also along the way, you know, Thorne's mission is always to educate, right? To make sure that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. So that's why we, you know, build out the resources we have.
All right, Joel, let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's build old Mike G here a program. What kind of nutritional supplements should I take? You know, I don't like to climb the weight that much these days. I'm more of a cardio guy. What's the best kind of supplemental program for me?
Yeah, so kind of two areas I always look at is what you need during. So for me, I would look at carbohydrates, and that's, you know, from your diet, to make sure you have the energy to do that cardio, right? That's your primary driver there. And then electrolytes. I think a lot of people underestimate what they lose in their sweat. So, you know, we talk about the fluid for sure. That's part of it. But, you know, sweat is salty. So there's electrolytes in there. There's, you know, sodium, potassium, magnesium, and whatnot. So those are kind of making sure those are kind of the biggest things I think that are going to send the body into panic mode and stop focus on performance. And then for me, it's what is that kind of over time? And especially, you know, the longer you've been training and competing, it's what do my joints feel like, things that support inflammation. So things like curcumin, which is part of the turmeric extract, is a really popular one. We know healthy fats, whether it's from the diet or omega-3s, are things that kind of just help the body handle what we've been asking it to do for years. And my last one is sleep. So that's when your body recovers. We all could use a little bit more of it, but definitely has translation over into performance. So from the nutrition supplement side, things like magnesium or melatonin, and making sure that you're kind of your body's in that right situation to sleep. I know for me, especially if I'm traveling or I'm running around, it's my time to go to bed, but I'm not necessarily set up for it. So it kind of helps the body switch on that relaxation mode and slide into sleep a little bit easier.
You talk to a lot of pro athletes. They are all not only professional athletes, but they're professional nappers because they understand the importance of sleep and for recovery and performance. All right, Joel, where can people go and get more information and check out Thorn?
Yeah, so thorn.com, thorne.com. Like I said, we've got daily blogs, videos, podcasts of all topics of health, wellness, but specifically sports performance. And then social media, you can interact with us at Thorn Health on Instagram.
All right, last question here, Joel. We got about a minute left. What do you think about the new, I would say, not a fad, but I would say the new concentration on veganism with athletes?
Yeah, I think it's an idea that works for a lot of people, but you have to understand what is potentially lacking in a vegan diet and how well are you doing a vegan diet. I've worked with athletes that claim they're vegetarians, but they're actually like bagelitarians, right? They're not getting up. It's not a well planned out diet. So it's any diet that's eliminating certain foods for any number of reasons. It's just understanding what you may be lacking. So things like making sure you're getting vegan sources of protein, things like iron, creatine are all kind of things that may be lacking in a vegan diet, but it's definitely a great way to get some really great nutrients in there. It's just understanding what you're getting and what you're not, and then having an answer for what you're not.
Joel Totoro, sports scientist, thorn.com. That's thorne.com. Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
And we'll see you guys right after the break here in the Sports Lounge.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here. And once again, thanks to Joel Totoro. Visit thorn.com. That's thorn.com. And Fred, we are in the NFL draft time. Is there any way that nutrition and diets, how do you want to comment on that vis-a-vis the draft?
You know, as I was listening to the interview, what I was thinking about was when I was drafted by the Giants in 1969, our nutrition was being taken down in this giant station wagon to get a Big Mac. Literally, we sat in one of the offices, the Giants at camp there, and ate our lunch, our nutritionist lunch, and it was a cheeseburger.
I mean, that was one of the best parts about being an athlete, is because you were told from a very young age you can eat whatever you want because you're going to burn it off in practice.
Yeah, or, you know, however you exercise to get into shape, but... there's more. There's so much more. Even Tom Brady. I don't know who his guy was.
Yeah.
But they really do a good job educating the kids and putting them on the right track. I mean, they're so far ahead now with nutrition and competitive. They really don't need extra long training camp. You know, I used to think that when I was in camp, I was in camp for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, 2 days a lot of that time.
Two days.
And practicing in pads more than 1 day a week during the season.
Once a day, 5-10 times a day. You would have some form of contact, whether you're a defensive back, linebacker, thud drills, lineman, pass rush drills, those types of things. You're always going to be subjected to, the guy, that coach with the busy whistle.
Uh-huh.
He blows the whistle and says, "All right, I'm getting pissed off at you guys, and we're just get over here now, and let's hit for the next 10 minutes, you know." And so... most of the time, you're not thinking about that cheeseburger at the end of the first morning practice.
I think the only time you're thinking about that cheeseburger that morning after the first practice is when you see it again from the night before, because you've just vomited it up.
Yes.
Well, I want to probe that just momentarily, Fred, if you can indulge me, please. Do you think that, you know, you said that, of course, diet and the diet routine and nutrition is so important in professional athletics now, and college athletics for that matter.
Right.
And, of course, because athletics is very competitive, but also do you think it's because there's not a lot of that much physical training now mandated in the pros by the NFLPA? I mean, like you said, they're only in pads 1 day a week. The training camps are very short, and if you're a small player, a star player, that is, you usually hold out. And so maybe you show up the last week of training camp. Do you think they're not getting enough athletic reps in training now that they need to actually take care of their diet because they're going to get fat otherwise?
Well, listen, it's one thing to educate people, young people. These are young kids, 19, 20 years of age, you know, some younger probably. The upshot of all of it is, how do you get these kids to discipline themselves to make it their own? They don't have to have a team take them to a cafeteria and literally watch them eat.
Yeah.
and make sure they're counting calories. You
yeah.
know, they're on their own. They're men. They're making a ton of money, and they can afford to have a nutritionist, a doctor, their own orthopedic guy. They can pay for any and everything that they want to pay for. And as a matter of fact, you know, a lot of these players, once they get hurt, once they think that they're hurt, they just go see their own people.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of controversy about, you know, medical opinions that players will get from their own private physicians versus medical opinions they got from the team doctors, because the team doctors, of course, are looking out for the team, where the private physicians working out just
yep.
looking out for the player.
Yeah, I always realized my biggest fear was I'm going to get hurt. Not so much that I was going to get hurt, but I was going to get hurt where I had to use outside doctors to diagnose me. Mm-hmm. And then if I had to get, you know, you always hear these stories that, gee, you don't want to get, you don't want to get an operation by that doctor. Yeah. That guy will cut you up, you know, and I always thought that, well, if I ever get hurt, I was in New York at the time, if I get hurt, I just get on an airplane and go see the Dodger people, mm-hmm. you know, and go see a real good orthopedic guy that, for some reason, the doctors on the West Coast seem to have a better grip and a better understanding on orthopedic injuries.
I think that's because we're sunny out here and there's more opportunity because it's sunny all the time and there's more activities out here that people are breaking bones more.
Yeah, and but this Joe Totoro and his nutritional programming, I'm totally in agreeance with it. But I also think it's up to the teams to coordinate with their players and then turn it over to the players and let's see who follows through on it.
Did you ever in your career or in experience this or witness one of your teammates experience this where they felt or you felt or there's just a general feeling that the team doctors, the trainers, were making a player play through an injury to benefit the team that in the long term was a detriment to the player themselves?
I always thought, you know, being a young kid that if the player said, I'm hurt, I can't practice, I can't do this, I sided with him, mm-hmm. you know, because for the obvious reasons. But the Giants at the time didn't have the orthopedic infrastructure just because they were the New York Giants or the New York Yankees did not mean that you're taken care of.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I told one of the Wellington Mara and a couple of the people in there, I said, if I get hurt, I'm out of here. If I get hurt, I'm on an airplane, the first thing I can get out. And they, oh, yeah, well, we'll take care of you. And I said, well, that's fine. I appreciate that. But he said, our insurance, you know. I said, I don't care about your insurance. I'm going to, if I have to sit out a year in L.A. and get well, I can do that. I know how to do that. That's the one thing that I pulled out of my career was I really understand my body, and therefore gives me insight to understanding everybody else's problems.
Uh-huh.
But my whole thing was I'm responsible for myself, dietary, orthopedic. I'm responsible. I'll get to the bus on time and just leave me alone.
That must be, I think, harder nowadays because these players, they've been pretty much coddled with diet and with training and supervision almost since high school because these guys come from these great, you know, football academies. Then they go to an SEC school or, you know, a big top-tier program out here that's almost in itself like an NFL team because you got trainers, you got all sorts of student support staff.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, and I think that's really interesting what you said is that you had, like, part of being a professional is you have to learn how to be a man, how to, you know, be responsible for yourself.
And it's like turning a light switch on. You know, you're a kid from San Diego, and you get on an airplane, and you're in New York, and you become part of everything that dictates. You know, gee, I'm now a professional. I'm making money, and now I've got to take care of myself. So I embraced that. I always embraced, let me be responsible for me. And that's the mindset that I took into in my career.
That must be kind of liberating. Like once you've achieved that, when you realize, look, I'm the master of my own destiny here. that must be kind of feel really good and give you a sense of confidence that you can accomplish anything. Whereas I think players nowadays that come from, you know, that are coddled and that have pretty much been grown like a crop to be a professional athlete.
Right.
There's not a lot of control. You had the ultimate control because you controlled what was happening on the field and also off the field with what you did with your training regimen and, like you said, with your diet and how you took care of yourself. But these kids kind of need to be told where you took it on yourself.
Yeah, it's a responsibility. And once you send out the message that I'm a young kid, but I know what I'm kind of doing, and I have a good insight to my own body, let me do that, and don't start making decisions for me.
I think also too, when you know, up until probably until the last maybe 15, 20 years, it was a sink or swim league. Where, you know, the amount of money these guys are making on signing bonuses has became an investment. So if someone's not kind of being responsible and taking care of themselves, but you already paid them $15 million guaranteed money, you're kind of waiting for them to kind of get it. And oftentimes they don't get it.
Well, it's $15 million that I wish I had at the time. but, for the most part, all of this stuff is all a part of the ladder, climbing up to maturity, climbing up to being in control of your life. You know, and that's the great thing about being young and being in that position, is that I never wanted to disappoint the people that relied on me, whether it was my players, whether it was coaches, or whether it was the press or what it was. You know, in those days, believe me, I could tell you some stories about the press.
Oh, I can't even imagine, especially that New York press. Hold on, Fred. We're right up against a break. Thank you so much once again for joining us here in the Fred Dreyer Show. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. Also on Facebook at The Real Fred Dreyer. Stay with us, folks.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk. You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
And we are back, the Fred Dreyer Show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here, whether or not you're listening on Sirian Digital Talk Radio or on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Sirius XM app on 967, or on our flagship station, 790 KBC in the great city of Los Angeles. I'm talking to the one and the only, the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, the pride of San Diego State, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And you wanted to relate an interesting story about a famous player in regards to what vis-a-vis what we're talking about earlier.
Well, it just reminds me of all the great players you play with and against over the over a period of time. And Dick Butkus was a good friend and a great Hall of Fame middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears. You know, when he hurt his knee, the Bears never took him out of the lineup and gave him the proper diagnosis. I ran into him one day. You know, he came out here in L.A. and got into the acting business, and so we were mutually come across one another every once in a while. And he had railroad tracks on the sides of his knees that were like a foot long on each side. He had reconstructive knee surgery that was ridiculous. And I said, how did they get to this point? And he just said, when I got hurt, I thought that's what you do. I thought you took a shot, and I thought you put ice on it, but you went out to practice, and you played. He says, I never questioned that. And I always thought that the Bears would look after me. The Bears never looked after him. They're still not looking after people.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
And so, you know, what is it that you do as a player when you realize, you know, a great Hall of Fame player like Dick Butkus is, what is it that, you know, he'd say, I always thought that's what you do. I never forget him saying that to me. And
well, I'm sure you've heard this statement before. I sure remember hearing this back in the day. Is the question you get from the coach, are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah, well, there's always the definition, you know.
Yeah, it's a definition, but what it is, it's a passive-aggressive way of the coach saying, well, we're real men here. We play even though we're hurt. And that's been to the detriment of Dick Butkus and thousands of other professional athletes.
That's true. And that's a way of looking at it. But the Bears never protected Dick Butkus, never. You know, he played middle linebacker in the days of the 4-3 where you never really covered the center with a defensive tackle that much. So he had a lot of traffic coming at him every Sunday, and he paid for it. I mean, I was in Yankee Stadium when we played the Bears one day, and he as much as a beating that he doled out to people, he took it and took it all around his legs. And at the end of the game, he was always limping. He's always limping. That became a his handle.
Yeah, the Dick Butkus shuffle.
Yeah, and man, what a beautiful guy and athlete, and to have to suffer through that being turned over and having an organization so incompetent. You know, Abe Gibron was a big, huge, overweight head coach. You know, he was a classic in the early days of the National Football League. And, you know, he just said, Dick will be ready. Don't worry about it. Dick will be ready. You ready, Dick? Let's go. He goes, yeah, I'm ready. Let me get some more tape on this. And, you know, he put 2-3 rolls of tape on his knees.
Yeah.
That's just a practice.
Yeah.
You know, but he would come running out. The people loved him, and he was really a he was really an inspiration to the visiting teams as well. Yeah. I'd say, oh no, he's going to play. You know,
well, one thing that we're kind of just, you know, this is interesting because one thing I think a lot of people don't realize about kind of the history of the National Football League or football in America in general is that a lot of the football we see now, like let's talk about Bear Bryant. Like Bear Bryant has kind of considered like he's on the Mount Rushmore of coaches in terms of what a coach should be, good or bad. I'm not saying anything, any value judgments about that.
Mm-hmm.
Bear Bryant was a hardcore World War II veteran. A lot of those guys who were coaching or coached the coaches that were coaching you and going up probably into the 70s,
mm-hmm.
all were veterans, combat veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't really have a lot of patience for are you hurt or are you injured? Because these guys were storming the beaches of Normandy or climbing Mount Sarabacha on Iwo Jima.
That's right.
And so there's kind of a whole different mentality. And did you see that? Did you see kind of the militaristic?
Oh, it's rife through professional football, college football as well, high school football, all these Louisiana, all this Southeast Conference, all the Midwest, the Texas. You know, they at the end of the war, they just emptied out all the rodeo bins. And here's what we got. They all went to University of Texas or someplace like that, and they put a football helmet on, and you come up with the strangest concoctions of people. You'd see people. I saw people when I was 18, 19 years of age who were just incredible athletes, but at some point in time, they got chipped off because of injury, and the, I remember coaches the whole thing during the, in those early days. Remember the coaches saying, "Hey Fred, how you doing? Look, how is it? Are you okay?" And he goes, "No, I don't know. It's still swollen up." Now, if it's swollen up, I'll tell my children, sit on the bench until it's not swelling up, because
yeah.
there's a reason it's swelling up.
Yeah,
and so, and these, I said a little bit. He says, "Can you play?" And I said, "Oh, I don't, can you play?" That's all they were concerned about. Can you practice?
Yeah.
Well, if you rest me, it was a focus. To make you ashamed to ask for help.
It's exactly 100% right. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to instill that shame and fear when you're hurt to still go out there and compete at a high level to risk even further injury.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a terrible lie to have to hang your hat on as a coach. And I saw a lot of it. I was just so fortunate that I escaped a lot of injury, and a lot of it had to do with, if you're a defensive end, you know, you're in traffic all the time, and my whole apparatus was dodging all this traffic.
Speed and quickness was your forte.
And the coach would say, "Come on, Dryer, get in the game, meaning, you know, get in the pile." You know, I said, "Don't worry about me." I said, "I'll be in the pile. Don't worry about it." And so my whole career was based on, how am I being perceived? How am I, you know, do they like me? Do they really like me? Do they want me on their team? And if they are, you know, kind of like, why are they talking like that? Why are they yelling at me?
Yeah, you'd think, because, I mean, you're an asset. I mean, you led the league in sacks one year. You're an all-pro. You know, all sorts of records and accolades. You're a champion. And you'd think that they want to protect you, because the more you're able to be on the field down the road, the more success the team has.
Well, you would think so, but as it worked out, you know, you went 24 days of two-a-days, and you had six preseason games that meant nothing. Yeah. So today when I look at that, and the one thing about the money that the owners are shelling out, what came with that, the players said, okay, we're going to take your money. But you're going to take what we have to offer, and that is, I'm going to play when I want to play. Don't give me any of this other BS about how I should look at the moral code of playing the game correctly. All these guys play the game correctly. I mean, there's, you know, give or take a couple of guys, but for the most part, the league is loaded with incredible talent. Every position, it's with speed and endurance and power. You have running backs bigger than me. You know, when I played, it was 235 some odd pounds, and I played against people who were like 6'4", 6'5", fullbacks. You know, guys could run. And,
you got offensive linemen now who are 6'4", 330 pounds that have the speed,
6'8",
speed and agility of a linebacker.
Oh, and it's beautiful to watch. If you don't have your senses about you, you know, like I said, I've mentioned several times on this program about having having concussions, I always think that, isn't there something I could have been more responsible at, not having these concussions? Could I have done something better? Was I irresponsible? What about? I remember early on when I got concussions, early on, I realized, I saw in the films, I saw how I would duck. I would lower my chin to my shoulder, and I realized I'm at fault, and if I'm at fault, I'll correct it. You know, you have coaches. You have some of these coaches that come over to you on the sideline, and you're knocked out. You can't even. It's not fair to, you know, give someone an SAT test when they're knocked out. You know, and so for the most part, all of it was based around, you know, we're gonna play here on the second half. Just go get some orange slices.
Yeah, some smelling salts, maybe.
Suck on the orange slices for a while. Take a rest, and then they come over and say, "You okay? You can go." And then that's when you have to stand up and say, "No, leave me alone. Get away from me."
That's the real moral code. You talked about the moral code about forcing players to play because there's this ingrained kind of pseudo morality where you have to be the tough guy. They're paying you money, so you need to get out there even if you're hurt. But the real morality is a Sandy Koufax or an Andrew Luck who say, "I can't go anymore. I can't, because this is one part of my life. It's not my whole life.
Exactly.
And I got a lot more life to live after I'm done playing here, because I'm done by the age 35, and I still got 50 years to go, and I want to be around my grandkids. I want to be able to have the kind of quality of life as a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer." So I think that moral code is something that I think should be embraced moving forward.
Yeah, and the best thing to do if you're a dad and young boys, you sit there and you tell your son the truth about his dreams. And you have a conversation about it.
And those can be hard truths for a lot of people.
The toughest thing in the world.
Fred, this is great. Stick around. We'll be right back right after the break. Wrap things up here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Look Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back. The Fred Dreyer Show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to check out the podcast, freddreyershow.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. You can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. And Fred, we're short on time here, so just let's wrap things up here. Court storming. Court storming has become a thing. We had most recently during the Duke game, we had a player, Duke versus Wake Forest, and a Duke player was injured in the subsequent court storming. Jay Billis, who I follow on social media,
He's good.
He's a practicing attorney as well. He has said for years that this court storming situation has to stop before someone got hurt. And someone got hurt. Fred, what do we do about this? Do we stop it? Do we keep it going? What do we do about court
storming? Well, the city fathers, as it were, the people that run the league, the coaches, the great wisdom pool of coaching and administration has to get together on it and come up and be very emphatic, be very strict. And if you're going to call for a moratorium on people doing such a thing, storming the court, and not paying attention to the people that are steamrolling, then you got a big problem. But you're just going to have to come out and say, it's a new day, we're not tolerating this, and this is how you're going to get yourself kicked out of the game or get yourself suspended. But we're not putting up with it anymore.
So a proper deterrent, in your view, would be to, if you are storm the court, you are banned from the arena for life?
Well, how severe the end result of the punishment is one thing. But you have to make the statement. You have to come out and say, this is going to stop. There'll be nobody rushing it. And if you have to, you know, you got to start kicking people out of the arena.
Yeah. Also, I think if they're students, they can probably be punished administratively. I guess the farthest way you could go is to, if you're a home team and your fans storm the court, you forfeit.
Yeah, and I don't know what the beer level is.
Well, that's another thing, too, for another story for another day, because you're not supposed to be able to sell booze at these games. But as we know, these college students are crafty. They sneak them in wooden legs and all sorts. Fred, I'm so sorry we're out of time, but this is always a pleasure when I get to spend time
with
you.
Welcome back. You're welcome.
All right, folks, thank you so much once again for joining us. Check out the podcast, FredDreyerShow.com, and we'll see you guys next week in the Sports Lounge with the Fred Dreyer Show.
So long, folks.